Good afternoon, Michael Gallagher Jewelers. Debbie speaking.
Hey, Debbie. It's Tom with RDI. How are you?
Good. How about you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. Thank you.
It's good.
How's everything at the store today?
It's quiet today. Yesterday, I think they had, I was off, but I mean, it was like 75 degrees yesterday, so I think everybody went shopping yesterday. Today it's raining and cold.
Oh, God. Yeah, yesterday was a much more.
Yesterday was a really nice day.
Yeah.
I know it's been crazy here. Either it's like 40 degrees or it's like a bright, sunny, you know, nice day. So I don't know. It's, we haven't had anything in between. Like one day you need your winter coat, and the next day you need shorts again. So.
Yeah, the weather hasn't made up its mind quite yet.
No, I know.
Well, I know you mentioned that Tiffany may have been looking for something related to diamonds. I just wanted to follow up and see if there was...
Yeah, I don't know much. I did ask her, but she never really answered me. I know she has still the ticket thing sitting here. Let me ask her again tomorrow and see what she came up with. If she's... I think he wanted a natural. Yeah, he did want a natural one. Let me see if it's engaged ring. That's the other guy. This is him. Jeff Killingham, DF color, VDS 1, 1 to a 1.5 carat. An oval diamond. That's what this one was. I don't know if she's done anything with it. She was waiting for him to come in. What do you have available in a natural oval? DF, VDS 1 to VDS 2, and a 1 to a 1.5 carat.
Let me take a look here. That sounds like lab-grown quality. Was he looking for...
No, she wrote on here natural. That's okay. She wrote, so...
Okay, yeah, a lot of what I have VS, which will be a really nice diamond. You know, when you get in VVS, to me, you're just paying for something that you don't see.
Okay.
Like, for example, I have a 1-carat oval, which is F color VS1 for $4,050 net price. This is a really nice diamond.
Okay.
I have a 120, which is an EVS1 GIA for $6,480.
Okay, the other one was a 1-carat, the first one you gave me?
Right, the first one's a 1-carat, yep.
Okay.
And then this second one, Debbie's a 120.
Okay.
And that's an EVS one. And then for like something in the carat and a half range, I have a 150, which is F color VS1 GIA for $10,238.
And that's all our cost, right? Okay.
This would all be right wholesale cost.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to give her that tomorrow, too, because I don't know if she's really started anything with this. She had a little bit something on here written down. But I think she was waiting for him to come in, but he already called her ahead of time. So, I'll give her this stuff tomorrow so she has an idea how much, you know. And then she wrote VVS. I'm sure that's even more expensive. My God.
VVS would be a little bit more expensive. And I can get it if he's really set on VVS.
Mm-hmm.
Me, if he hasn't seen any diamonds, I would show him VS and, you know, show him that you get a really nice diamond. You know, it's very clean.
Yeah.
And, you know, you won't have to pay the price of a VVS.
Okay. All right. I'll give her that then tomorrow. She'll be back in.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, I can touch base with her next week as well.
All righty. Sounds good.
All right. Well, I hope you enjoy your weekend, Debbie.
Oh, you as well.
Thank you. Yeah, we're expecting, I think, at least a little bit of sunshine, so.
Okay. Well, that's good. I know it's supposed to be colder. I know last weekend, like my grandkids or whatever, they had an Easter egg hunt, but this weekend's supposed to be colder. But then it says by Wednesday of this week, then the next week it's going to be warm again, so.
Yeah, I know. I'm just hoping for Easter. It'll be at least nice for the kids.
Yeah. I know. Hopefully, it will be for that. So.
Yeah.
I know. The day after Easter is my son's going to have his baby. So
right.
Then I'm going to Georgia the following week. So.
Oh, God.
Good to see him.
Yeah, you'll get to see your new grandbaby. That's fun.
I know. It's just, I mean, they did it together, so. Again, this should be good, though. I know.
Yeah.
He sent me a text this morning. He said 10 more days, and then we have, you know, have the baby. I was like,
yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
How long will you be down in Georgia for?
I'm only going to be there, like, for the long weekend, because my daughter's going to, and then my oldest granddaughter, because she was off on spring break anyway, but she's only six. But she said that way she gets to, see, you know, see Maisie, too, and see the baby, so.
Yeah, oh, that'll be nice.
She was taking her, so.
Well, excellent. Well.
I just hope all the stuff with the TSA, all that stuff is straightened out, because otherwise it won't be so fun, because he lives in Atlanta, and they said there was, like, a six-hour freaking, you know, wait line or whatever, so I'm looking forward to that.
Atlanta's
that's what
the biggest airport in the country. Oh,
my gosh. It is ungodly. That's the only reason I hate it. I mean, it's so huge, you can't even imagine. It's three levels high, the way it is, and then you take either, like, a little, like a train, like a little subway train from one end to the other, like, and that's how you go to different ones. It's really confusing if you're not from there, so.
Wow, yeah, I've only been through Atlanta a couple times, and not any time recently, but I remember it was an absolutely enormous airport.
It is. It's a really big airport.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully everything will be settled with TSA for you, Debbie.
Oh, that's what I'm hoping for. So they said it won't be quite as bad.
Just to get through security.
Oh, I know. It should be fun, but we'll see.
Oh, gosh. Well, I hope you have a great weekend.
Oh, you too as well.
And, yep, I'll touch base with you next week.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.